Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver that every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We are celebrating today. It's a light day in the celebration front. We've got National Creamsicle Day. Creamsicle Day. Okay. I remember the cream. Did you ever have creamsicles when you were younger, when you were in your youth enjoying those? That might be the only one. Obviously, I have beaten anorexia. So I was wondering, just tell me, have you ever had the creamsicles? Do you like a creamsicle? Remember that popsicle with the cream filling inside there? Yeah. Of course, I've beaten anorexia, so anytime it's the food issues, I am on top of it. Checking out the markets today, they are not a pleasant place to be. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 641 points. S&P 500 down 72.61. NASDAQ down 230 points. Oil down $2.85 per barrel. And the 10-year Treasury, that is down to 1.59. 1.59 on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Now, I've been talking to you about this. You remember at about 2.40, I shared that I thought the rate was going to go down. We're going to probably see all-time lows. And I had a lot of people saying, Ron, you are nuts. They might have been that anyway, but that is a different story. But I had a lot of people saying, you know, something, there's no way that we're going down that low. What are you basing your thoughts on? Where's the opinion coming from or the forecast coming from? And it's just from years and years of having done this. Well, now we're at 1.59, getting very, very close to where I had said we're looking at going. I think we're going to go to 128 to 132 on that U.S. 10-year Treasury. I figure at 132, we're about 26 basis points away from that. Getting very close, though. Do I think that's good for the economy? Yeah, probably not. But we watch history, and history tends to repeat itself. And being that I am a student of history, I am a student of the markets. We watch this on a regular basis just for you so we can see what's going on, why is it happening. And that's going to be the subject of our Mortgage Minute. We're going to talk a lot about why is this happening? What is the cause of these different things that are going on? So I'm just going to throw that out there for you. We will chat about that a little later in the broadcast. I'll give you some in-depth analysis of why this is happening right now. So we're going to just continue on with our broadcast here, checking on what's going on in my morning briefing. Let's see. We are Trade Talks. That was yesterday's commentary. So that's what changed the market. The market was down about 100 points as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday morning when the market first opened, right around that 6:30 hour on the West Coast. Market was down right then. Then you look at it and you say, okay, well, all of a sudden it took a big jump up. And that's what's driving a lot of individuals crazy is we've got these moves that are more than 1% or 2% every single day, it seems like right now. And that's not the norm. That's not what we want to be seeing. But you know something? There are ways you can make money in the market by looking at these massive moves and these swings in the market. I'm looking right now at, let's go back to where I was a second ago, and then we'll talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right? So that's down, let's see, where is that? There it is right there, down right now, the Dow Jones. We spoke about this a little bit ago, down 659 points, 2.5%. Basically giving back all of yesterday's gains plus a little bit. We're looking at oil. That's very volatile. We've got the inverted yield curve. I'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Just that's what's going on in the marketplace. As I shared with you yesterday, one thing you have to always remember is the market overreacts. It always overreacts. It's the only thing we can say about the stock market is that it always, always, always overreacts. So you have to understand, how do you deal with that? How do you avoid getting caught in that trap of overreacting markets? Well, part of the way you deal with it is you stay liquid. You keep some money on the sidelines at all times. So days like today, if you are a long trader, days like today, you're buying stocks and bonds. Stocks, we'll just stick with that for right now. Good morning, Alex. Glad to see you with us. So days like today, we are buying stocks. Days like yesterday, we are selling stocks. It doesn't feel good when you're selling. You're trying to say, well, it's going to go up further. Well, we don't care about that. We're not trying to catch the knife, right? We want to say, okay, thank you. I will take this profit. No, and I had a grandfather that had this line that was very, very astute. His comment was, nobody ever went broke taking a profit. So the more times you can take profits, the better off you'll be. But then you come to a day like today and you say, this doesn't feel so good. Yeah, we're down 661 points. How much further is it going to go down? I don't know that answer. Nobody knows the answer as to how much further it'll go down. But one thing I can tell you is if you've got some companies that are sound companies with strong financial outlook and they fit into your risk tolerance level and your comfort level, days like today are the days that you want to be buying the market. You want to be out there aggressively seeing what is it that's on sale right now. Because if there is a stock or a company that you were looking at or thinking of buying yesterday, think of it as being on sale today. You can just buy the same stock just a little bit cheaper. So we are getting, we saw this morning, we got the U.S. import-export prices. We'll talk about that a little bit. We're also watching to see where that inverted yield curve is. We've seen that one for you already. What else is going on in the morning briefing? Obviously, the conversation still around Jeffrey Epstein. And I love listening to some of the lame street media. They're talking about the fact of how his relationship with Donald Trump. You gotta just laugh. I mean, where do you go? You can't go to MSNB Hee-Haw anymore. You can't go to the Cannabis News Network. They don't have any real news. They proved it with their debates. But they don't talk about all of the people that are involved that have been involved with Jeffrey Epstein recently. They don't talk about that, but they want to talk about Donald Trump's involvement with him 15 years ago when he was. But they don't say that he was kicked out of Mar-a-Lago, that they wouldn't let him there because of some of the things that they knew he was doing. Just fascinating how the news right now just gives us so much hogwash. Have you been watching also Hong Kong Airport? Boy, it's been crazy over there. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember Tiananmen Square? Right, that was the days when we had some serious problems in China. Well, Hong Kong, you wonder if some of the young people there, you watch and see, they've got their faces covered in masks, which whenever you see that, you know that there's a problem, right? Even here when you get the Antifa group, when they've got their face covered in a mask, you know that that there's some issues going on there. Just throw that out there. But China right now, you close the airport in one of the busiest airports in the world and you don't think the authorities are going to take some sort of action. Got to wish them well over there. Also watching Asian shares mostly higher Wednesday after the U.S. I remember that's not their markets are closed already. Asian shares mostly higher Wednesday after U.S. stocks, especially shares in tech companies, and bond yields rallied following the Trump administration's decision to delay tariffs on key Chinese imports. Why did they delay the tariffs? Well, it's a very simple thing. The U.S. has no problem with the tariff in place for 6 months, 9 months. And all of a sudden, the orders now, we don't have access to getting, we can't renegotiate pricing. So the tariffs are actually then going to hit the U.S. goods that are arriving in September, October for the holidays. The president said, you know something? We want the tariffs to come out of China's pocket, not the U.S. pocket. So we're going to delay those tariffs so that the holiday goods and services can come in. But what's happening at the same time? This is the part, again, that the media does not want to tell you. You get this from Ron Siegel Radio. The supply chain is moving. So the goods and services that have been bought from China, it's giving companies more and more time to say, you know something, where do you think a good part of the 2020 U.S. imports will come from for the Christmas season? Again, not 2019, 2020. Yeah, the U.S. companies are going to start looking because they buy those. They place their orders in January and February. Those companies don't know what's going to go on with the tariffs in those time frames. So the companies are going to end up going to South Korea. They'll go to India. They'll go to Brazil. They'll go to Taiwan. They'll go to those different countries where the tariffs are not taking effect, and that'll be where the holiday goods come from for next year. That'll have a further effect on China. You don't think that China is going to come running back to the table to find out how they can get some of that business back? And I get it. They're talking right now about the idea that, oh, well, the U.S. is not going to want to deal with that. The supply chain will just come right back. No, it's not going to come back that quickly. And the longer this goes on, the more damage it's going to do to China. It's not having the damage to the U.S. economy. We're seeing that already. We can tell that we don't have the effect in our economy because we're not seeing inflationary numbers in our data. We're also seeing that as the bond prices go down, people are going to feel better because their interest rates are going to go down. Hopefully, they're looking, and we know from the audience that we talk to every day that people are already starting to go out and say, you know something, I think I like the idea of refinancing my house, getting rid of the high-cost credit card debt, and getting into a lower-cost mortgage, taking and paying that debt off, and then using some of those funds to pay down the principal so we're not out there so long on the payoffs. We're going to talk about debt consolidation a little bit today. We're also going to talk about the benefits of growing equity in your home. Buying a timeshare, is it a good idea? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will put you in touch with the right folks. And just remember, there are some new products out there, stated income loans, totally stated incomes. Actually, no income, no asset loans are available again as well for the investors. So if you have a piece of property that you either own or want to own, and the rent will cover the mortgage, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, HOA, if there is one, with certain down payments, you can actually get in there with absolutely no income required. Pricing will be based on the credit scores, but it's a very, very simple project to deal with. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 660 points. That's 2.5%. The NASDAQ down 2.90% as we speak right now. We're looking also S&P 500 down 72. Oof. U.S. 10-year Treasury down at 1.588. That's down nine basis points. And the mortgage-backed securities, they are up 31 basis points. All of that is readily available information. The information that's not readily available is why is it happening? That's a different story. Whew. So here it is, stocks sharply lower on the fears of a recession, something we've been talking about all year long. Yields are upside down. Earlier this morning, the spread between the 10-year and the 2-year finally went inverted, meaning that yields on the 2-year are higher than yields on the 10-year. The 30-year Treasury also hit its lowest yield ever. When the 2-year is yielding higher than the 10-year, it's a very good indicator of a recession on the horizon. Think about it this way. If the economy is booming, there is typically pricing pressure, and inflation goes up, causing rates to move higher on the long end of the curve, like the 10-year Treasury or mortgage bonds. When the economy is slowing, there are no signs of pricing pressure or inflation, and yields on the long end of the curve decline. Imagine getting a higher rate of return to hold your money for 2 years rather than 10 years. It's a sign of a slowing economy. The thing to note is that the inversions on the yield curve do not cause recessions. Rather, they're signals that there is something wrong in the economy and is a symptom of a recession or recession to come. Mortgage Bankers Association, they reported the mortgage application data for last week, as they do every Wednesday. Overall mortgage application volume spiked up 21.7%. Applications to purchase a home were up 2% and are up 12% from this time last year. Refinances were up 37% and are up a whopping 196% year over year. The refinance share of mortgage activity increased from 53.9% to 61.4% of total applications. Adjustable rate mortgages, or ARMs, also increased from 4.7% to 6%. I am a big, big proponent right now of the adjustable rate mortgage. Big time. You want to be looking at the adjustable rate mortgage right now, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Let's see. The average 30-year mortgage dropped to the lowest rate in almost 3 years, 3.93 week over week, but rates are about 7/8 lower than this time last year. Remember that the rate the Mortgage Bankers Association cites typically has some amount of decimal points included. So you have to pay a little bit to get the rate they're talking about. Mortgage bonds, they're trading in the middle of the range. The 10-year again tested its lowest levels. Why am I telling you that now is the, I should say that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Why am I telling you that you need to be looking at an adjustable rate mortgage right now? Well, it's very simple. The concept is get your debts paid off. Take out the consolidation loan that we've talked about in the past, the debt consolidation loan, if you have any outside debts. If you're thinking about taking cash out of your property, now is the time to do it. The adjustable rate mortgage, the reason I like that right now so much, and the reason I am really, really pounding the table to a lot of our listeners, is you take advantage of today's opportunities. So I have a client or a listener, an old-time client of ours, that I spoke with, and I said, you know something, you got your loan, you did a debt consolidation loan about a year ago, and as that part of that process, we said that about a year from now, we're going to want to look at it and see how much money we can save you on a monthly basis. In this instance, we're looking at about $500 a month in savings. $500. Think about what can you do with a $500 a month savings? That's a big time savings, right? So the concept here is we refinance that right now using an adjustable rate mortgage because we don't want to lose the opportunity of that $500 a month. But I just told you earlier in the last segment, interest rates are dropping. Well, if interest rates follow the forecast that I've shared with you and they do drop, you say, Ron, I took out this loan a year ago and now, you know, now look at where we are. We should have waited. No, you don't wait to save $500 a month because you know how long it takes to recoup that. So what you do is you tell your lender, hey, I want you to increase my interest rate ever so slightly. That's why we're using the 5-year adjustable or the 7-year adjustable product. Increase my interest rate and you cover, get us a lender credit for all of the costs. So it costs you absolutely nothing to get the loan. Now, if I say to you, you can save $500 a month right now, it'll cost you absolutely nothing. Maybe it'll cost you $500 or $600 for an appraisal, but it's going to cost you a very minimal amount of money. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you to do it again next year, and it'll cost you a minimal amount of money then too. Would you do it? Right? You do that as often as you can to continue saving money. The whole idea is to borrow down or buy down that those numbers. Now, there are times that things change, that circumstances change, and you don't do this. But right now, we're at one of those time periods in our economy that we go and we say, you know something? We want to take advantage of what the market has to offer. What is the market offering us right now? The market is offering us an opportunity to save money. Now, if you've got credit card debt, auto debt, maybe student loan debt, various types of debt, right now is the time that you're able to get rid of that debt and move on to something that's going to save you some more money. Because our plan is we're going to do that again later on. We're going to go and we're going to redo this whole idea, this whole concept. That's my purpose here is I want you to be able to save money now, save money later, And that's how we do it in the marketplace right now, is you just take advantage whatever the market's willing to give you. Now, the other thing I'm going to share with you also is you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, is buying a timeshare a good idea? The benefits of growing equity in your home, how to deal with markets that we're in right now. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you've already in your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. That'll be another way of getting some information on your property Benefits of growing equity in your home. Over the last couple of years, we've heard quite a bit about rising home prices. Today, expert projections still forecast continued growth, just at a slower pace. One of the often overlooked benefits of rising home prices is the positive impact they have on home equity. Let's break down three ways this is a win for homeowners. One, move-up opportunity. With the rise in prices, homeowners naturally experience an increase in home equity. According to the Homeowner Equity Insights from CoreLogic, in the first quarter of 2019, the average homeowner gained approximately $6,400 in equity during the past year. This increase in profit means a homeowner, if a homeowner decides to sell, they'll be able to put their equity to work for them as they make plans to move up into their next home. Number two, gain in seller's profit. Adam Data Solutions recently released their quarter two 2019 home sales report, indicating the seller's profit jumped at one of the fastest rates since 2015. They said, and I quote, a look at the national numbers showed that U.S. homeowners who sold in the second quarter of 2019 realized an average home price gain since the original purchase of $6,750. The average home seller gain of $6,750 in Q2 2019 represented an average 33.9% return as a percentage of the original purchase price. Looking at the amount paid when they bought their homes and then the amount they received after selling, we can see that some homeowners were able to walk away with significant gains. Number three, out of a negative equity situation, negative equity occurs when there is a decline in home value, an increase in mortgage debt, or both. Many families experienced these challenges over the last decade. According to the same report from CoreLogic, U.S. homeowners with mortgages, roughly 63% of all properties, have seen their equity increase by a total of nearly $485.7 billion since the first quarter 2018, an increase of 5.6% year over year. The first quarter of 2019, the total number of mortgage residential properties with negative equity decreased to 2.2 million homes, or 4.1% of all mortgaged properties. The good news is many families have moved beyond a negative equity situation and no longer owe more on their mortgage than the value of their home. The bottom line, if you're a current homeowner, you may have more equity than you realize. Your equity can open the door to future opportunities, such as moving up to your dream home. Give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 to discuss options to get you on the road to home ownership or getting maybe your next home, bigger home, whatever home you're looking for. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you're in your dream home already, text SLT Home Digest, no spaces, SLT Home Digest to 79564, and you'll actually be able to get information right there, SLT Home Digest. You can get the information right there on your home, what the county recorder has information-wise on your property, what the equity position is of your property, the estimated value of your property. All of that information is right there for you, simple, and we'll send it to you every month just so that you have that information, and it comes right to your email inbox. You just have to make sure that you save that right there. You save the notations, save our name as a whitelist, a secure sender to you. Just a thought for you. You know, we've got an inverted yield curve. We've got a very, very volatile stock market. So I wanted to share a couple of things with you here that, you know, just to give you some data, some thoughts on what you do in a market like this. First off, you do not worry about it, right? You cannot say, okay, you can't let it get to you. Ideally, if you are a long-term investor, if you're dealing with your 401k, your IRA, you basically want to be looking at that once a quarter at the most. Some people do it once a year just so they can rebalance. You don't rebalance to last year's winners. you rebalance the last year's losers, because the winners don't repeat themselves generally, and the losers don't repeat themselves generally. So if last year the idea was growth stocks, this year you want to be in income stocks. If last year was big, large cap, this year you might want to be looking at small cap. If last year was domestic, this year you might want to be looking at international. Those are all things you need to be looking at. You need to understand. But let's talk about the yield curve just a little bit. The main measure of the yield curve briefly inverted Wednesday, with the yield on the 10-year Treasury note falling below the yield on the 2-year, and it rattled stock and other markets by underlining investor worries over a potential recession. But while inversions are seen as a reliable recession indicator, investors may be pushing the panic button prematurely. Here's a look at what happened and what it might mean for financial markets. What's the yield curve? The yield curve is a line plotting out yields across maturities. Typically, it slopes upward, with investors demanding more compensation to hold a note or bond for a longer period, given the risk of inflation and other uncertainties. An inverted curve can be a source of concern for a variety of reasons. Short-term rates could be running high because overly tight monetary policy is slowing the economy, or it could be that investors' worries about future economic growth are stoking demand for safe long-term treasuries, pushing down long-term rates. Note economists at the San Francisco Fed who have led research into the relationship between the curve and the economy. Just a little bit of information there. What just happened? The yield curve has been flattening for some time. Today, a global bond rally in the wake of weak China and German economic data pulled down yields for long-term bonds. The 10-year Treasury note yield 6.89% fell below as low as 1.574%, briefly tumbling around 1 basis point below the yield on the 2-year note. What ends up happening there at that time is you end up seeing that there are the bonds, actually, what ends up happening in that instance is the program trading kicks in. And what is program trading? That's basically trading in the markets that just happen based on computer artificial intelligence saying, well, if this, then that. So the artificial intelligence came back and it said, if the bonds get, if they get inverted, start selling everything. Well, they don't look at what they're selling. They just start selling and selling and selling. And one thing follows another and they just continue that whole process. So that's kind of what the what's going on right there is you get that selling, pushing, selling, says inversion. You find another part of artificial intelligence that says the bond yield curve could indicate recession. Another one says that weak China growth, GDP. So these are all the areas that kind of push this forward. Just a thought for you. Consider that. That's really what we're seeing right now on the in the marketplace. Thought also that I would be discussing today, being that we are looking at people getting involved in student loans. What happens if you lie on your FAFSA? What is a FAFSA? That's the financial aid form for colleges. I'll tell you about that a little bit more in a moment. Every student getting ready for college is hit with the reality of how expensive higher education can be. It might be tempting to lie on the FAFSA. However, lying on the FAFSA can come with some serious consequences. You could face criminal charges of fraud, and most of the time, you have to pay back any financial aid you received under false pretenses. Find out more about this issue and how you can avoid these problems when you apply for financial aid. Again, talk to our friend Chris Bissonette. He helps with that a lot. FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's a form that every student attending or planning to attend college can fill out for free to see if they qualify for federal financial aid. The types of financial aid you can receive include Pell Grants and other funds you do not have to pay back, as well as federally backed student loans. Whether or not you qualify for aid via this process depends on a number of factors, including household income. This is one of the most common things people lie about on the FAFSA because lower income can mean increased financial aid options. Even if you don't qualify for financial aid via the FAFSA, there are other programs that can help your financial situation. These include private student loans, scholarships, and other awards to help you pay for college. If you're planning to leverage private loans, make sure you address other debts to position yourself for the best possible terms. What are the penalties for lying on the FAFSA? Higher Education Act of 1965 allows for penalties of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $20,000 if someone is caught lying on the FAFSA. You also have to pay back any financial aid, so the monetary consequences are even greater. In many cases, the FAFSA is based on parental income and information. In this case, it would likely be the parent who ends up facing the consequences unless it's proven that another party completed the form without that individual's knowledge. Cost of college and the seemingly a robotic nature on the online FAFSA form are two reasons people are tempted to try to cheat the system, but no one should think FAFSA fraud is easy to get away with. College financial aid administrators are more skilled and experienced at detecting lies than families are at perpetrating them. Just throw that in there. What happens if your FAFSA is selected for verification? Around a third of all FAFSA forms are selected for verification. When this occurs, the college financial aid office requests additional documentation from you. You might also need to complete verification forms. Refusing to provide this information can mean giving up access to financial aid funds. Just be careful there. There's no secrets in this world. They ask for a lot of data. They're good at what they do. Don't play games. It does not work out for you very well in the long run. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, is buying a timeshare a good idea? We'll talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friend Jeff Sipes. He and the Blue Water Credit Team, they are the ones that take care of the Credit Sanitizer services to help people get their credit reports corrected. Is buying a timeshare a good idea? That is the question today. If you find yourself vacationing in the same area year after year, then purchasing a timeshare may have come across your radar. Timeshare properties allow you to partially own what some might consider to be a second home in one of your favorite foreign or domestic locales. Because you share the ownership of a timeshare with other people, the costs associated with ownership are considerably less than, say, a vacation home. still, buying a timeshare still represents a major financial commitment. So it's a good idea to consult a financial advisor before you take the plunge. What is a timeshare? A timeshare is a formal legal agreement in which several different individuals share ownership of a property. As you might expect, these are traditionally found in popular vacation spots. Many timeshares take the form of condominiums within a resort, but you'll find timeshares homes as well. Some timeshare owners will hold a 1 or 2 week period each year at the property. Shares can be sold and purchased by the owner at any time with the help of a timeshare broker. There are three main types of timeshares, including a floating. This option allows you to schedule your timeshare during a predetermined period. That means you can alter your vacation weeks annually. You'll, however, need to schedule around the other owner's vacation times, especially during in-season or peak times. Also, rather than buy a specific unit at a resort, you'll purchase a type of unit, like a 1 or 3 bedroom. Right to use. With this timeshare, you lease a room for a set amount of time each year for a set amount of years. With this option, you do not own property. Instead, you lease it. Fixed week. As the name suggests, this type of timeshare gives the owner a set vacation week or weeks each year. Again, this contract will last for a certain number of years. This option is best for those who prefer predictability, although owners can swap weeks with each other if they want. Timeshares are further split into two overarching versions, shared deeded timeshares and shared leased timeshares. With the former, timeshare owners actually own a percentage of the property along with the other owners. With the latter, you're leasing the right to use the timeshare for a specified period of time each year for a certain number of years. Pros of buying a timeshare: if you habitually vacation in the same location, stay for a week or longer, or have considered buying a vacation home but can't afford the upkeep, then a timeshare might be a good choice for you. Not only do they guarantee availability to travel to your favorite destination every year, but they may offer perks such as storage or the use of facilities on site. In addition to this, the cost effectiveness of a timeshare often allows you to avoid expensive maintenance costs. For those who opt for a vacation home, costs like lawn and pool upkeep, garbage pickup, security, and more can be expensive. Timeshares also spare you from the stress of planning your yearly vacation. This might include booking hotels to researching the beaches and attractions near your destination. With a timeshare, you know exactly what to expect from your vacation. The cons of timeshares: common issue with timeshares is that they typically do not have good resale value, making them difficult to sell. In fact, many are sold at deep discount due to oversupply in the market. Unfortunately, if you take a loss, the IRS does not allow you to claim a capital loss as you would with other investments. There are other issues to take into account if you're looking to buy a timeshare in another country. After all, there are countless desirable vacation destinations outside the U.S., but keep in mind that there are many rules governing the process of buying a timeshare internationally. Furthermore, when buying a timeshare outside the U.S., you will not be protected by American laws. The bottom line: while a timeshare might seem appealing, many financial professionals advise against buying them. This is because there's a large number of them on the market, which means that resale will be inherently difficult. In many cases, getting rid of a timeshare involves a loss for the seller. You also won't be able to claim any losses, capital losses, per the IRS. Beyond this, like other real estate properties, timeshares usually do not hold their value. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit, creditsanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and his team does a great job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.